In case you're thinking of getting an electric vehicle, it's taken me the best part of 6 months to get used to two important things. First of all, the car. It has all sorts of software that I haven't even yet explored or learned. Not least of which has been how to make phone calls from the car and how to, by audio, instruct the car to phone somebody. But there are loads of other things that are very useful but have taken me quite a while to, we'll say, be able to do without thinking. You know, you don't know what you don't know, so there are plenty of things about this car that I don't know. And secondly, and what I regard as more importantly, it hasn't been all that easy to get into a routine, a satisfactory routine, for home charging the car. I have a home charger, which, if you can have one, everybody recommends. But to get into a routine of it, it's also taken me quite a while to figure out the difference between the different types of chargers, the ones that are slow, the ones that are medium, and the ones that are ultra fast. I haven't yet got a foolproof way of finding out where the nearest ultra fast one is. But I do recommend that as early as possible, you find out where there are ultra-fast chargers on just about any journey that you are going to take, which is, in my case, in excess of 100 kilometers. That's about 60 miles, isn't it? And also, it's taken me time to learn how to use these chargers. Many's the time I've phoned up the owner of the charger. In Ireland, the Electricity Supply Board is one of the main owners of chargers. I've phoned them up and said, how do I get this charger to work for me, or how do I pay you? In many cases, I've been confused about the difference between a plastic card that the charger supplier has sent me or wants to send me and a bank card. But 6 months in, I think I'm pretty relaxed about it. But it's been a learning curve, and typical of me, by the way, I make a mistake at just about everything. I'm a really, really slow learner who needs to make all the mistakes before I say, I've learned how to do this. Good luck. I don't think I'll ever go back to a non-electric. And instead, I'll go back to the studio.